Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is daf kutet. We're holding in the middle of a roof that the question of efshe l'sochato is a machloket tanoim. And I think it might be worthwhile to start from those words. On Kochet Talmud Beis, just to review quickly because it's a little bit complex to remember the details. And so we can start from the words ve'efshe l'sochato itself atzmo tanoi. This is about one third of the way up. The Tanya. This is one of the most fundamental halachas in all of the dinim of Aser B'Cholov that has implications with our revis as well. And we're not quite sure what it means. In other words, we know that we saw earlier there's a Machlokas Rashi and the Ri, and there's many other Rishonim have gotten involved in this controversy, and there's Machlokas among the Rishonim, what the Shita of the other Rishonim is, including the Rambam Shita. It doesn't say over here what the original Chaticha was. Is the original Chaticha not in the Rotev at all? It's not in the sauce, which is the way that the Ri learned the previous sugya when we had this issue came up. Is it in the Rotev, but not entirely in the Rotev? Where Rashi said earlier when we were talking about Chaticha Nasid Nevela by other Isurim, he said it was Dovuk Bo, maybe it was very closely attached. That itself, we know, is a major machlokas Rishonim with a lot of variety in detail, because there's another problem here. The other problem is, if, in fact, the piece is sticking up above the Rotev, then falling onto it shouldn't even aser the entire Chaticha. Because if it's dry, how is it that the little drop of milk gets through the entire piece evenly? Why don't we just look at it like we would on Tzli? It's hot, but something that's hot is not mifafeya begulo unless it's something that's very oily, like chalav, as we saw earlier. So there are some shitas that say that chalav has a din of being somewhat oily. Obviously, we can make butter out of it, so there's a small proportion, let's say 4% of oil in the chalav. And that is sufficient to go through the piece, but it's not sufficient to go into the rest of the pot unless the piece is in the rota. Okay? I mean, it's a strange kind of coincidence that it's just enough to get through the piece. And that's one approach. Another approach is that because we're talking about a pot, the inside of a pot, even though it may not be stirred and covered at this point, which of course is what we're going to be getting to, nonetheless there is sufficient steam and softness that's generated by Bishul Bichlal that allows the chalav to go through it. It's not like Sli where you got hard, dried meat, and therefore the chalav would go through the whole thing. But again, there's also chumras. There are those shitas who hold, let's say the thing is partially in and partially out, like the Ri. There are those shitas that hold that you only analyze the part of the meat that outside of the rota in terms of the iser of the chatiha. So therefore, you cannot be mitzarif the entire piece of shishim, only the piece that's outside of the rota to the shishim.
Because of
possibly. Again, there's many different chumras in both directions. There's chumras and kulas in both directions. If you hold like the Ri or you hold like Rashi, what would be mitzarif? What can you assume is included? Where do you have to ask? Or just a chaticha? In opposite directions, depending on where it fell, there's going to be opposite shitas between the Ri and Rashi. That's one issue. Again, this is not the place necessarily. I just want to be aware of you that the questions that we had before are clearly nogeya here in this piece. But since the Gemara doesn't talk about it in detail, and that itself is a great question. Why, in fact, why isn't that the main issue in describing all of these things? And actually, Orach HaShulchan builds his whole sheet around the fact that the Gemara doesn't ever discuss it. But in any event, what we're going to talk about is where it's partially in the rotev, partially out of the rotev, let's assume. The part that it drops on is out of the rotev. And therefore, comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says that piece that it fell on becomes an avela. And then, once it becomes an avela, since it is a piece of meat and it's mixed with other pieces of meat, therefore it's min b'mina. Min b'mina is not going to be bought at all, which is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which, by the way, we do not paskin like halacha, as many Rishonim who do, as many Rishonim who don't. Halacha l'maaseh were mekel. That min b'mina, we don't say asers b'mashu. But this is Rabbi Yehuda sheet. B'chachamim omrim. B'chachamim say, well, the piece itself is not going to become asur. Rather, the Kedera itself is not going to become Asur unless you have, now it's not clear, that piece obviously we're going to have to discuss, but the Chachom Amar Shetitin Tam Barotev Ubekipa Ubechatichot. Now, apparently, the Chachomim hold that, sounds like, that in the same case that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you have the first Asur Chaticha, the Chaticha does not become Asur, they say. You analyze the entire pot together. Now, this is a little bit strange, because, I mean, if you were stirring the pot and the taste of the chalav went through everything, then that should be true even according to Rabbi Yehuda. We saw earlier that the taste goes all the way through. And if not, so at least that piece should be usher. Why did they just talk about the whole thing being mutter? This is what we're about to get to. And so, as Rabbi had said, we learned this already, so we'll do it quickly. As Rabbi had said, look, I think Rabbi Yehuda is correct in a case where you didn't stir the pot and you didn't cover the pot. Now, again, it's not clear what Rabbi means. Does he mean stir the pot in the beginning, as soon as it fell in? Or does he mean stir the pot at the end? We don't know. But in any event, that makes sense. If you didn't stir the pot. And when the Chachomim say, you take a look at the entire contents, and first you see whether you've got shishim in the entire contents, that makes sense in a case where you did stir the pot. So what does that mean? That the Chachomim hold that even if you don't stir the pot, then the first piece doesn't become usher, and you only look at the entire pot? I mean, then it couldn't be talking about a case where it's not in the rotav at all, could it? I mean, that should have implications as far as that machlokas. Again, all of this is up in the air. Now the Gemara is going to analyze what do we mean when we say that you stirred or that you covered. So, when Rabbi said, I think Rabbi Yehuda is right, but only where you did not stir it, you didn't cover it. Now, what did he mean? My lo ni'er v'lo chisa. Did he mean you never stirred it? Did he mean you never covered it at any point in the story? Lo ni'er klal, lo kisa klal. So then, mivla bala, miflat lo polit. If that's the case, then how did the rest of them get the taste of what fell in? So he can't mean that even though it asur the first one, that makes sense, but that nonetheless everything became asur. I thought we said before that as long as something is absorbing, it's not going to be maflit. That's what we said yesterday. So how did the entire pot become usher? It remains in that piece. The isser remains in that piece. There's no mixture between that piece of isser. Ella, what he must mean is, lo ni'er b'tchila, that I hold Rabbi Yehuda is right, if you didn't stir right away, but you stirred at the end, after a few minutes passed. So by that point, the piece had become asr. Now when you stir it, you're asring the entire pot. So lo ni'er b'tchila ella b'sov, lo kisa b'tchila ella b'sov. But wait, if that's true, why would the piece remain usher for basar b'chalav if now you've stirred the entire thing and any milk that had been absorbed by that piece is now distributed equally throughout the mixture? So then, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should all become mutter now. Because surely, now this would be true, possibly, even if you hold taticha na'aseit nevela, you would still... you would still possibly be able to say that even nevela only means that it's a nevela as long as it's basar b'cholav. If it's basar without cholav, how is it a nevela? So if you would say efshel l'sochato is mutar, what that would mean is that the concept of basar v'cholav is only asur. Yes, when it's asur, the whole thing is asur. Obviously, the meat is also asur because the meat is basar v'cholav. But what if the meat is no longer basar v'cholav? So you're going to say meat without cholav remains asur because it was once basar v'cholav. Even if you'll say chaticha naaseit nevela, what is the nevela? What's the shame of the nevela? Basar v'cholav. So how could something remain basar b'cholav if the definition of basar b'cholav is a ta'aruvas of ta'amim? If that ta'aruvas of ta'amim is no longer here, so even the first piece should be mutter. This would be the possibility of saying that even if you hold of chaticha na'aseit nevela, if you are efshel esochato, then you don't have basar b'cholav b'metzias. So how can you retain stam a shame isser when that isser doesn't exist in the Torah? Where is there an isser of a piece of meat that was once basar b'cholav? Without a taruvah, there's no basar b'cholav.
Was it bitter? That's why it's not aromas?
Well, now I mixed it. There's no taste. Forget about bitter. There's no taste. Lamaisa, you're calling it bitter because you're mavato the taste. Right. The truth is...
least shishim again.
Listen. The question that you're raising is also an extremely fundamental question. There are many different ways, and there's different understandings among the Rishonim of how to understand the question that we had yesterday of tam ke'ikir min ha'Torah, which we were saying the Nogea Basar B'Chalav is definitely true. What does that mean? Does it mean that as long as a taste is there, it's not batel, and therefore you're always going to have the iser there? Or is it that the Torah asers taste, even though the thing itself is batel? Now, there would be a tremendous nafkamina in those approaches. If the Torah is answering taste, even though the thing itself is batel, you'll never get malchus for it. It'll be something like chatzishir, right? Because bitl is bitl. Bitl is barov. Where did the Torah ever say there's no din of bitl barov? So you may say that tam remains usr, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be usr and give you malchus. That, of course, leaves open the other issue. Do we say heter mitayer flezer, which is one of the approaches that we learn out from Mishrat Anavim, where something in its entirety tastes of something else, maybe the heter could be converted to iser in certain cases. Okay, there, I don't want to therefore say necessarily the concept of bitl, because we use that word very loosely when being mevatel tam, right? But that is not necessarily the case. There is no tam. The mele in Bas V'Cholav, there's no iser. Chlal, there's no tam. In other isurim, there's iser. But it's batel barov. If there is no tam, maybe even if there is tam. The truth is that many rishonim are machalik between how much of a mamashut is there. If you hold that tam is ki'ikr, mean that it's actually present, and that the Torah cancels the din of mavitul when it comes to the presence of tam, do you still need a kezayis of the ras? In other words, let's say I taste in the cholent all the potatoes, I taste the piece of chalev that fell into the cholent. But the amount of chalev that fell into the cholent to do that was, let's say, one tenth of the cholent tischela. If I eat now a pras of that cholent, I still haven't eaten the gezayas of chela. But it's only 10%. So how can I become chayef even though tam ke'ikr if I never ate a gezayas of chela? The Torah didn't say that eating a gezayas of cholent that tastes like chela is chayef of mal. See, these are where these questions are nagea. As I'm saying, I don't have a kayak, unfortunately. Not feeling so good for being able to go through the detail, but you could see the issues that need to be dealt with are extremely complex, and each and every one of them has different approaches among the different Rishonim. So in the tziruf of the various things, one of the most complex sugyas anywhere to be able to deal with this halacha lemaisa. But in any event, what Rebbe is saying has got to be, proves the Gemara, that of course you stirred it, but you didn't stir right away. Therefore, the initial piece became Aser. The rest of the pieces now are going to become Aser for Min Ben Min. I'll leave it to Rebbe Yehuda. And the question is, why will the original piece remain Aser? There's only one answer. And that is, Efshar L'Sochato is Aser. Now again, what that means is also not clear. That's also Machlokas Rishonim. Does Efshar L'Sochato Aser mean that it isn't really Efshar L'Sochato? In other words, when theoretically it would be possible to spread the tam of the yisr throughout the entire pot, and then there wouldn't be a tam in this piece. But lemaisa, this piece retains the chalav in it, that's asur. Is efshel sochato asur mean that there's a new din of chaticha nasis nevela even without a tam of chalav?
Within
that chaticha. Okay. That part isn't clear, but one thing is sure, that you would not have said chaticha nasis nevela to aser everything else if efshar l'sochato is mutar, that we saw earlier. Okay, so therefore, this piece doesn't follow necessarily. But from what Rebbe is saying, it follows necessarily. The way he's analyzing what Rebbe Yehuda was saying is that this piece remains aser come hell or high water, which means that he clearly holds efshar l'sochato. Aser won't help now to squeeze the chalav out. Okay, now, the implications, of course, as we said yesterday, is Michlal, that Rebbe. This is what Rebbe liked about Rebbe Yehuda, but he doesn't like the rest of Rebbe Yehuda. So that means that Rebbe Yehuda went even beyond this. Rebbe Yehuda himself holds worse than Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda holds that is Michlal, the Rebbe Yehuda Sava Kinir Mitchila Vatso, that even if you were stirring the whole time, by the way, the Rambam brings this halacha of Nir Mitchila Vatso, which is where it's mutter, because the old Mimbimino is mutter. What does it mean to be near Mitchila Vatsov, everybody asks? Why do you need Mitchila Vatsov? And the Shulchan Aruch brings that lashon. And the Rama says, well, I mean, even if you're near Betchila, Velo Besof, why would you have to be near Besof? Is that just an oversight? Is it just a loose language? It's come to, there's many different approaches in that as well. So, but in any event, Lechora, even if what's important over here is that you were near in the first part immediately, for some reason Reb Yehuda would hold it, the Chaticha is Nazis Nevela. Why? Clearly, if you're stirring, the milk is pushed throughout the entire mixture. Why would we ask for that single piece? Am I? Hello, Bola Klal. In that case, there was no Belia. So how could he possibly say that's awesome? No. That is a new issue. It's a gzeira. Ema loni eri yafa yafa velochisa yafa yafa. Rabbi Yehuda, this Rabbi doesn't like. So I don't agree with that.
Because it's being mixed?
There are some say that the reason the Rambam brings the mitchila vatsov is that he holds, if you didn't do it mitchila vatsov, that then we really would be gezer lo kisa yafa yafa lo mat. And that he sees it as part of the sugya. That's one of the approaches, that he's bringing the lashon of the Gemara, because in context we're saying that that's what Reb Yehuda's gezer even then. But it could be maybe Rebbe would have agreed that if it was only mitchila, not mitchila vatsov, maybe indeed lo kisa yafa yafa. Okay, so that's an interesting deal. But in any event, so it turns out, legabi the halacha of efshe l'sochato, I agree with Reb Yehuda, says Rebbe. Legabi the halacha of chaticha nasis nevela, I agree with Reb Yehuda. Legabi the halacha of min b'mina le'bato, I agree with Reb Yehuda. I disagree on one point. One point I disagree with, I don't think that we should be gezer shema lo kisa yave yave. If you actually were mechasa, mitchil vatsof, then I don't think there's a chashash. Okay, now, let's take a look. So far, we've only proven that Reb Yehuda holds efshe l'sochato asur. Can we prove that the Rabbanan were chalek on Rebbe? Because that's what we start off. We said, this question of efshe l'sochato is a machlokas tanoi. You've proven one part of that. Now let's see if we can prove the other part. Can we show that the chachomim hold that efshe l'sochato is mutar? That is a much more difficult thing to prove. So let's take a look at what it is that Rebbe implies about the sheet of the chachomim. Omamah, v'divrei chachomim kishenier v'chisa. Now let's once again analyze the meaning of Ni'er V'chisa, because Rebbe is being rather opaque, as we saw with Rebbe Yehuda. I hold of what the Chachamim say, that no, you only have to worry about the entire mixture, not the piece. Okay, what do you mean when you say Ni'er V'chisa? Do you mean that you were not Menayer B'tchila, you were only Menayer B'sof, right? Do you mean you were Chisa B'sof, but not B'chisa B'tchila? Well, how can Rebbe now say Yotzer HaChomim in that case? And a minute ago he says he Yotzer Reb Yehuda in that case. That's ridiculous. He can't possibly be contradicting himself in the same sentence. I mean, how am I near the Reb Yehuda? You just said that's when I agree with Reb Yehuda, is when you weren't immediately Mechaseh and immediately Menayer. Okay. So therefore, when you now say, but I agree with the Chachamim, if you were Menayer, what it means is if we were Menayer the whole time, right? Ela Ni'er Mitchila Vatsof. V'chisa Mitchila Vatsof. Okay, so, and you hold to the Rabbanan in that case. Understand, but if you hold to the Rabbanan in that case, so then that means the Rabbanan has to go even beyond that case. You disagree with them in the case that they hold. You only agree with them in part. Okay, what's the case that the Rabbanan would have said is not a problem? That even if you are a Benayer, only Besof, you only have to look at the entire thing. What is that supposed to mean? So what happened to the piece that became Usher during the first 10 minutes when the, oh my God, they must hold that piece now became Mutter? Because when I went now and I was Mechaseh, or I was Menaer, Bisof, which Rebbe doesn't agree with. I don't agree with the Efshe L'sochato Mutar. But the Chachamim are saying, no, then you don't even have to worry about this piece. The entire Kedera is Mutar, including the first piece. So we see, therefore, that there's a Machlokas, Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim, about whether Efshe L'sochato is Asur Mutar. Reb Yehuda holding it Asur, Chachamim holding it Mutar. So in other words, let's see that inside. Michlal, clearly the Rabbanan themselves hold, Rabbanan Sabre, Ni'er Besof Velo Ni'er Betchila, even if you covered it over only in the end, not at the beginning, or you were, I'm sorry, stirred it, and you were Mechase Besof Velo Betchila, it would be Mutter. How could it be Mutter? Unless you hold Efshe L'sochato as Mutter, QED, Alma Kasavre Efshe L'sochato Mutter. Now, probably is that there's a very obvious alternative. I mean, maybe it's because they hold that min bimino doesn't answer. I mean, maybe they're not referring to everything. Maybe that's the only part. And this is exactly what the Gemara is asking. I don't understand. How do you know that they're arguing about Efshalas Ochto? So, mi might of Efshalas Ochto plige, maybe everybody agrees that the piece itself, Efshalas Ochto divriakol, is osir. And the only question is whether the rest of the kedera is mutter. That's all. You're assuming that the Chachomim were saying, nah, forget about that piece, that's also kosher, the whole thing is kosher. Maybe they're arguing about the later piece with Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the later part with Rabbi Yehuda. So, Dilma, after Sarah Divreko, Osir, Vacha Bemin, Bemino Kamiflagay. Maybe this is the standard machlokas we have so many times about whether Min Bemino is Bemashahu or it's also Beshishim. So, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is, this is Lashitasa, we've seen it so many times before, that he holds Min Bemino Lo Batil. And the Rabbanan are just going Lashitatam, that Min Bemino is Batil. And so, instead of saying Achetitain, on this is being matir, the original chaticha, maybe what it means is that as long as there's not enough in the taste of the milk that originally fell in to asa the rest of the kedera after you stir it, then you don't have to worry about the rest of the kedera, which Rabbi Yehuda says, that's crazy. What do you mean you don't have to worry about the rest of the kedera? The rest of the kedera is mixed bimbimino. It won't help you no matter how much there is. It can be 1,000 to 1. Still going to be asa. That's a reasonable machloket. And it fits with everything that we know about the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in other cases that they argue about min bimino. Why create a new machlokas of Efshalas Ochto built around the assumption that when the Chachamim said if there's time to give in all of the kedeir, in all of the chatichas and the kippah and so on, and the right of, then it's osir that they necessarily meant to include the first piece. No, the first piece is osir, but we're talking about the rest of the pot.
Why would it make a difference then, according to Rabbi?
Oh, that's exactly the Gemara's answer. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? I mind. Yamit bishlema drabona b'min b'mina yehacha k'Rabbi Yehuda sfirlo. If you're going to admit that this is not the Rabbanan that argue with Rabbi Yehuda about min b'mino, this machlokas is a different machlokas about Efshalas Ochto, in which we're all agreed that min b'mino is batel. And the only machlokas, therefore, is be'efshalas Ochto pligi. Then Rebbe makes sense, because then Rebbe is saying, okay, so it's all a function of whether nier v'chisa, right? When, at what point you are menayer mechas? Because that's that question of when you are menayer mechaset is nogea one issue and one issue only. It's nogea the issue of efshalas Ochto. If they are not arguing about efshalas Ochto, and they are arguing with me b'mino, so then Rebbe would never have said that. So then, if it's the way we just said it, Heiner de Gamar Rebbe, that would explain why Rebbe says, well, Rebbe Yehuda makes sense in this case, and Rabbi Yehuda makes sense in that case, but if you're going to tell me that everybody's agreed about Efshalas Ochto, that it's definitely Osir. The only question is whether Bim Bimino is Osir or Mutter. So I don't understand. Why is he talking about Nir and Rebbe Yehuda, Nir and the Rabbanan? All he needs to say is the question of Nir and Rebbe Yehuda up till this point, and a near and dear Rabbi Yehuda, not in this point about the Gezerah. But what does it have to do with the Rabbanan? It has nothing to do with the Rabbanan. He's agreed with Rabbi Yehuda on everything. The only thing he's disagreeing with is the question about whether we should be Gezerah. That we prove. There's no way out of that. So why would he engage the Rabbanan, who have nothing to say about Efshalas Ochto at all? What he's saying about the Rabbanan with Nir V'chisa is irrelevant. He should simply say, well, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda if you did not stir it the whole time. But if you stir it the whole time, you never get into the issue of Min Bimino. It's always a question of Kolov in Bosar. And then you got to see whether you have enough. That's all he needed to say. So clearly, there's something much more complex going on. The only way to explain, that's why we couldn't bring the machlokas without Rebbe, because the machlokas wouldn't prove anything. We can't see from the machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan here, anything about Efshalas Ochto on our own. We would have, of course, immediately fell into the assumption that this is the same machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, about Min B'minai, and that the Rabbanan were only talking about the rest of the pieces. They weren't talking about the original piece. It's Rebbe, and only Rebbe, in making that statement about Nirin, that gives us the key to understanding that, no, that, and that's good for what he was coming to do, that this is not the standard machlokas, and Adarabba, the Chachomim here agree with Rabbi Yehuda in terms of Min B'mino, and this is a new machlokas about Efshalas Ochto. Vitu lo midi. There's nothing more to discuss, so shut up. Now, what I want to do. the honors. Is our president here? Is that perhaps the president coming in? The lady? No, we don't have. We haven't elected a female president.
Not yet.
All right. Zork der Heilige Mishnah. Another issue that we touched on briefly earlier is the udder. Now, the udder contains milk, but that milk is held within the udder itself, and it never was exuded during the lifetime of the animal, which means that it's the chalav of the animal that is shchuta. Chalav of a shchuta is not called chalav, meteorite, at all. We'll see later. So the only question over here is whether there's an Isser Rabbanan involved. Now the fact is, the Rabbanan did Aser, chalav shchuta, but that's only where the chalav took on an identity of chalav. I mean, but in this case, if I simply cook a kechal, I mean, the chalav never really goes anywhere. It just stays there. Assuming, and we're going to learn this initially like Rashi, assuming that what we're talking about is broiling. If we broil it and the milk is never exuded first into water. We spoke about this a little bit earlier in the original sugya, whether we're talking about the chal in and of itself, we're talking about the chal with other meat cooking, or are we talking about sli? So Rashi Shita throughout is that we're talking about sli. This particular piece where it says, okay, well, first you got to tear it open, and you take out whatever milk is there by squeezing it, as we're going to see later. But lo karov, you didn't do that, because that was only a drabonan to make a heker, that people should be sensitive to it. Lo karov eino over alav. If you don't do that tearing, then you're not going to be over. Now, does not going to be over mean it's kosher? Does not going to be over mean, since it's only an issur drabonan, you're not going to be chayim malchus? That we have to see in the Gemara. Halev. There's another issue that also has an organ that contains a problem. The chal contains chalav, and therefore in cooking it, there's a problem of basar b'chalav. The heart contains blood, and therefore you get into the problem of the isser of dam. So the heart needs to be cut open and the blood removed. Lo koro eno over alav. If you don't tear it open, you're also not over. Now there's two approaches in the Gemara Krisis. What we're going to assume over here is that lo koro eno over alav is a reference to a chicken heart. And the reason you're eno over alav is because you don't have a kezayit of dam. What about the heart itself? Isn't the heart itself constantly going to absorb that dam if it's poor with that? So there the Gemara makes it clear again, machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, about whether this will apply to all cases, tzliya or bishul. But the Gemara increases, says that the whole point of the heart, obviously, is to have its chambers lined in a way that doesn't allow absorption of blood. And therefore, the heart is not going to absorb any blood that's in it. It's made not to absorb blood. So therefore, it's smooth, and it's like a plastic coating. And that plastic coating doesn't allow blood to be absorbed in the heart itself. Now, the other question is whether it would have been referring to bishul, dam mevushal, and that's another possibility. Maybe the reason eino over alav is because dam shem bishlo eino over alav. Rashi chooses the chicken heart as the solution, and that has to do with the question of whether tzliya is considered to be the equivalent of bishul or not. Omer Rabbi Zera Omer Rav. When it says over here that the kechal, if you did not tear it, you're not going to be over. David, can I just ask you to add a little bit of hot water? That's all I need to go. Yeah. Okay, so when it says over here, eino over alav, you know what it means? It means you're actually allowed to eat it. So in other words, if you broiled a kechal, you broiled an udder, and the chalav is just absorbed in situ, so then it's never going to be usser. And therefore, it's mutter. But asks the Gemara on Rav, V'anantan eino over alav. I don't understand. If something is mutter, the Mishnah says it's mutter. I mean, when you say eino over alav, that sounds like you weren't over on the lav d'oraita, but it's certainly not mutter. Why would we use the word eino over to say mutter? Isura ika, it's quite clear that there's an isser. No, it's not. Because, you see, the Mishnah has two parts in it. It has the part about the blood, and it has the part about the milk in the udder. And therefore, it tried to keep the language parallel. The truth is, Bedino di Surinamile. What Rav is telling us, says Rebbe Zera, is that there is no Isser at all. The only reason it uses the strange language of Eino Over Alav is because since in the Sefer, you want to say the Chiddush of Eino Over Alav. And the Leiv, so Kivan de Bailamita Sefer Alev Kor O Omotzi Adamo, Lo Kor O Eino Over Alav, and there Eino Over Alav does not mean it's mutter. There Eino Over Alav means that you're not over on the Diorita of Dam, but there's still going to be Isura, possibly even Isur Diorita of Chatzishir, depending on how we learn the Sugya. So therefore, we use the same language in the beginning of the Mishnah, and now it's up to the reader to penetrate into the mysteries of the issues here and to recognize that Eino Over Alav has two different meanings. Lema Misayale, it would appear that Rav is right from the following Braita. Hakchal kor'o umotziat chelbo. You're supposed to tear it open and get rid of the milk. Lo kor'o eino over alav. And if you didn't, you're not over. The heart kor'o umotziat damo. Lo kor'o, then go ahead and tear it afterwards. Kor'o la'achar bishulo umuter. Why didn't it say to tear the kal afterwards? So it's only the lave? Udabai kriya. Ava kal loboy kriya. Once you're mevashel it, since it doesn't say to be kareid at this point, it's clear that the idea over here is, okay, you know, we wanted you to tear it, but you didn't. Don't worry about it. I don't get it. How do you know to read it that way? Maybe read it as, if you get rid of the blood of the heart, so since the heart is constructed not to absorb the blood, therefore the heart will be mutter. But if you subsequently cut through the kal, it's too late because the kal is soft, absorb the taste of the milk, and therefore you'll never be able to make it. Maybe it's coming to tell you the kal is more chomer, not that the kal is less chomer. How do you come to that conclusion from there? Dilma levud is sagile bikriya. Maybe the lave, okay, you can get away with getting rid of the blood afterwards, but the kal, it's too late. And lo sagile bikriya. Therefore, you certainly cannot prove Ra from here. Actually, ikari amre, there's a whole opposite way of reading this, according to which Rav actually said it's osir, not mutter. So the Ikari Amre begins with Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Rav, Eino Overala Va'asur. We actually pass in the kula about kal. In one of those rare situations. So in this version, Rav said, Eino Over Alav, and it's Osir. According to this, we tried to bring a raya, Lema Misayale. Note that the Mishnah says, Eino Over Alav, which is mashma, that there's still an Isser. It's just that you're not over on the Dioraita, right? Miavru Hudaloa, what we asked before as a question now becomes a proof. Miavru Hudaloava, but apparently, Isura Ika, says the Gemara, well, not necessarily. Maybe, in other words, don't bring a proof from here. Maybe, Bedino di Sura Namileka, could be its mamish mutter. But, Aide de Boy, Lemiste Seifa, since they wanted to conclude, Alev Koroma Tietamo, Lo Koro Eno Overalav, we're over there, definitely means that there's an Isser, Miavru Hudaloava. But Isura Ika, so therefore Tanaresha Eino Over Alav, maybe. Okay, so it's the same what we had, except in the inverse. Now, the brighter Stashma. Hakal Koro Matziat Chabo, Lo Koro Eino Over Alav. Halev Koro Matziat Tama, Lo Koro Koro Lachar Bishalom Mutter. So apparently, according to this, the Levu the boy Kriya, but the Kal doesn't need Kriya. That would be a problem. No, Dilma Levu the Sagile Bikriya, Avokalo Sagile Bikriya, and therefore it's okay. Fact is that Tanya, there is a brighter like the first version of Rav, which is Mekel, and that it's okay. Namely, Kal should be Shlobechel Bo Mutar. So if you cooked it with its chalav, it would be mutar. So now, once again, although this is how we paskin, because of the major machlokas, which there's three different pieces, whether we're talking about dafket sli, or we talk about even if the milk exudes into water, so that it would mean you can cook it even in the water and it wouldn't become usher. But could it also mean if you cook it in water and there's other meat? That's yet another problem. Because then vis-a-vis itself, okay, the whole thing was a chomer. But once already it's not nikar and it looks the same, then maybe that was included in the Yisr L'chatila to Asr Cholav Shkuta, and it becomes the same thing as normal Cholav Shkuta. Again, this was dependent in the Tosfos that we had earlier when we first brought up Kaf. Okay, but certainly if it's broiled, you would be able to eat it. Keva Shibishlo Bichelba. And continues now the braita. If you have a let's say a young animal where they're actually, this is not actually nurses, not to be confused with keva, meaning the lining of the stomach, right, which is also called keva. What we mean over here is chalav in the keva, as opposed to chalav in the cow. This is real milk now, not the deposit of the stomach lining. Ingested. Yeah. So in that case, we have a young animal that is still nursing, and there's milk in the stomach. There, if you cooked it without removing that milk, it's usher. And what is the difference between how come we're machmer on one and mekel on the other? Ze maya fresh bein zela ze ze kanus b'meyav ze ein kanus b'meyav. So once it's already it's suckled, it's real milk. Now you have real milk, not chalav shchuta. You have real milk in this keva, but the kachal is not real milk. Meaning it never isn't milk, which is now real milk in the animal. It's milk that has the potential of being milk, but now it was never yotze, and therefore it's not considered to be milk at all. Now, when we said koro, what do we mean? Ketzat koro, how would you tear it? Now, this is, again, not so poshut. Are we talking about how would you tear it in order to do tzli? Or are there two completely different things going on over here? The part about if you didn't tear it, it would be kosher. That's about tzli. But now we're talking about if you want to actually get rid of the milk, and then even if you cooked it, it would be okay. Ah, so there you were supposed to do kriya. Could be that for tzli, maybe you don't need the kriya that has to be like this, that you have to be korosh, siva erev, you got it in both directions, and then you slam it and press it against the wall in order to force the milk out, so you squeeze the milk out. Maybe that doesn't apply to tzli, and that's how we paskin, actually. So korosh, siva erev, etocho bekota. Omelei Rebbe Elazar l'shami, Rebbe Elazar said to his cook, Krali, tear the kal for me, va'ana echol, and I'll eat it. Yeah, great. That's a tremendous chiddush. It's a Mishnah. I don't get it. What's the big deal? No, because he said tear it. He didn't say tear it, yeshiva erev, and press it against the wall. He didn't say that. So in other words, what he's saying is, ha'kamashman de lo b'ina yeshiva erev v'tachol b'kotel, because he's talking about making it ready for him through broiling. That would be one way of learning. And Enochinami, for broiling, you wouldn't need it. Amrala Yalta L'Reb Nachman. Yalta, who was quite a difficult woman, Reb Nachman's wife. So she always posed challenges to him. One of the challenges that she poses to him is, look, Mirte, Kol Da'asa Lan Rachmana Shor Lan Kavata. So as the Maral explains it, that she's taking for granted that it's a dualistic world. There's no such thing as Zelu Mazel, there's no such thing as the Torah saying this particular thing is usur in its essence. How would something be usur in its essence? How could something exist and not have any meaningful, useful? I mean, obviously, if it exists, it has to be that the thing itself is useful, and it depends on the circumstances. So she's got a dualistic vision of creation. Therefore, there's nothing that the Torah assert that doesn't have its counterpart that is mutter. So, look, the Torah says you can't eat blood, but you can have liver. Liver tastes very bloody. Okay, you are not allowed to sleep with a nida, but you could sleep with a woman who is Raya Dam Tor. You don't know the difference between nidais and Dam Tor. Same thing. If you happen to like getting bloody about it, so get bloody about it. And you can have whatever you want. It assert the chelav of behema, matur the chelav of achaya. It asert eating chazir. It allowed us to have the mucha, the shibuta, there's the brain of the shibuta. Fish tastes exactly indistinguishable from bait. Giruta, this is a type of tame bird. Lishna de Kavra, there's a tongue of a particular fish that tastes exactly like the Giruta bird. I don't know everything, but I can tell you that there's a lot of things that there was matter. Look, you're not allowed to sleep with somebody else's wife, but you can sleep with her if he gives her again. Even though he's still alive, that's in his face. It's got some of the fun, you know. You're not allowed to sleep with an Eshetach, but you can sleep with a Yavama. You're not allowed to marry a Goya, but you can take a Yafastayar. So I could give you a whole list, but I do insist of eating Basar Bacholov. Now, I want some. I always go by those what are they called? That's not the real thing. No, I always go by the, what's the Luchas? What are they called? McDonald's. I always go by McDonald's, and it looks very good. Now I want to know what it tastes like. Amalo Rav Nachman, Latavchis Rav Nachman told the cooks in the kitchen, no problem. Yalta wants Zvikula Kachle. Take some kal and put it on the coals for her. Oh, but Anantanan Kor. Oh, what do you mean? But you're supposed to get out the milk first. No, that was for cooking. That was for the Kedera. What? But didn't it say Akatani Shebishlo? Only Bidiyavad, but Lechatchila lo? Nah. Truth is, Radina Fila Lechatchila. Even Lechatchila, you're allowed to do this if it's grilled. But Ide, the Kaboy Lamitna Seifa. But since that Braita wanted to continue on to tell me about the milk in the stomach, so wanted to tell us about the keva. We're over there, if Bishla Bechalba, it was Asura over there, was Asura even Bidiyavad. Filo Bidiyavad Nami, so it's also low, it's also Asertani Nami Reisha, even if it was Shebishla. The fact is, again, as long as we're doing this for Zviko, for putting it on the coals for broil, it would be mutter, even a chatchila, and now Yalta can be very happy. Okay. Omar Mar, v'divrei chachamim, kishenir v'chisa, my nir omar chisa, ilay meniyar besov, v'lo niyar betchilo chisa besov, v'lo chisa betchila. That's impossible, because how could he say he likes the Rabbanan Shita when he just got finished a minute ago? Rebbe, namet nir indiv Rebbe Yudava. Ela, Nier betchila v'yatzov, v'chisa mitchila v'atzov. So, in other words, the Rabbanan Savri, Nier basov, v'lo nier betchila, chisa v'sov v'lo chisa betchila. Even the first piece is mutter. How? Amaka savar, efshala sovato, mutar. Amalir avach midiftu revina. I don't understand. You might efshala sovato, please. Can't this just be the standard machlokas? Rebuta the time, all over. Rabbana the time, all over. Then Rabbina Bimino is Bato. Nah, I'm I. Yeah, I would be Shlema the Rabbana Bimino. I agree with Rebuta Sverlu. And the Machlokas is only Bafshala Sokto Pligi. So then it explains what Rebbe is trying to say. I don't think I'm a Rebbe. Near and every Rebuta Baha. But if you're going to tell me, and here it's only a question of Mimimino Kamiflage. What is he saying about the Rabbanan? All he needs to say is, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda about Mimimino and everything else, but ain't nearin about his thing that Shemalochi say Yofa Yofa. That's all he needs to say. Doesn't need to mention the Rabbanan. Vetulo Mide. I don't want to hear any more about this. Hakal Koro Motziat Chalbo. Lo Koro. Eno over alav halev koro metziat amo lo koro eno over alav amar abzir amarav. When it says eno over alav, it really means butter. What? Vanatan eno over alav. I mean, can't you read miavu the law? Oh, isura ika. But inu di sura nami like of aydi the boy lemit the sefer halev koro metziat amo lo koro eno over alav hatam. Miavero de lo ava, but there certainly is, sir. So Tananami Reisha ain't over a lot. Lema Messiahle. Akal, Koromo, Tietrabo, lo coro, ain't over a lot. Alev, Koromo, Tietamo, lo coro. Well, Koroli Akrabishula, umutters. Apparently, only the lave requires Kriya. The Kal, once you already did it, so there's nothing, you don't need to worry about it anymore. Lo boy Kriya. Why? Maybe it's the opposite. Dama levu is enough but the kriya, but katlo sagile pe kriya. Ikri amarmer bizarmer aveno over love for us, lemu say, yale. It says, eno overalav, mashma miavu lava, but isura yika. Not necessarily, but dino di surinami leka, but I did a moment the sefer. Halev koro, but yet dama lo koro, eno overalav, daata miavu lava, isura yika tananamaresha, eno overalav. Toshma. A kal koromot yet chabo lo korone over alav, a lev koromot yet amo lo koro korali achar bishalom mutter. Mashma levu the boy kriya, but kalo boy kriya. Why? Duma levu the sagale be kriya, but kalo sagale be kriya, and it's consistent. In fact, tani kalishna kama the rav, kal shabishlo be chabo mutar, kevash shabishlo be chabo asur. My freshman's in leze, ze the real milk, kondos be meyab. V'zeh inkanus b'meyav. Kitzat koro. Om Rav Yehuda, koro shesiv erev v'tocho b'kota. Om le Rav Lozer Shami, kra levan eicho. My kamashma, matnitini. Ha ha. Kamashma, de lo b'ina shesiv erev v'tocho b'kota. Om le yaltul Rav Nachman. Micht. Kol de asolan rachman asharlan kavasi. Asolan doma, asharlan kavda. Nida adam tohar. Chela v'ema, chela v'chaya chazir, buchra shibuta. Yeruta, Lishna Kavra, Eshetish, Krushabala, Eshetach, Yvama Kutit, Yfatoar. Anyway, bottom line is Vina Lamecho Bizimakalba. Oma, she must be pregnant. Oma lo Rav Nachman Latavche, Zvikula Kachle. What? Vanatan Kor, oh, that's kind of like a Dera. But Katanisha Bishlo, Mashmoni Bidi Avadi, in Lechatchila Lo. No, truth is that Huadin, Afil Lechatchila. But I did a kabbai l'mista sefer. Kivashi bishla bechabah asura. I feel the avad nami lo, tani nami reisha shibishla.